it caused so much pain. And no day in a pass, I'm going to cry. Not to mention our father. Sometime him even on the road searching.
For 2014, 1,984 children were reported missing. Since the start of 2015, hundreds have gone without a trace. Parents are left to mourn and hope and pray that their child will return to them alive.
It stressed me so till that I remember I'm on the floor for the week. Don't want to bathe, don't want to eat, not sleeping. I remember then, oh man, father is down, me is down. None of we can do nothing. Plate that I want to wash and all of that, things wandering at the house and all of that, and we cannot do it because she's not home. We don't know where to find her.
Simonia Bradbury recounting the traumatic experiences of her family after her daughter ran away from home for the third time on Monday, January 26, 2015. She is relieved that her daughter is safe and no longer missing. Mrs. Bradbury says she never gave up the search during the times she had been missing and is grateful for the assistance from her neighbors.
Neighbors, whenever anything, they are always with me. Any searching or anything to hand out pictures or to ask questions, do you see this little girl there with me? 100%.
She says she is also grateful for the intervention of the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, the Missing Persons Monitoring Unit of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and other state agencies for ensuring the safe return of her daughter. Mrs. Bradbury's daughter is among scores of children who go missing daily. Statistics from the OCR shows that 9 out of every 10 children reported missing return home.
When we compared the first 3 months of 2014 compared to 2015, for this year 2015, we have seen a reduction. And so we're under 500 children who have reported missing for those 3 months.
Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith.
What about the children?
The government is steadfast in ensuring the protection of every child, and for the first time, the OCR is observing International Day for Missing Children on Monday, May 25.
This year is very significant for the Office of the Children's Registry as we seek to heighten awareness as it regards to how is it that we can prevent the number of children that are going missing, what is it that the Office of the Children's Registry will be doing, and what is it that parents need to do as it regards in helping to break the cycle of the number of children that goes missing yearly.
Over the years, the registrar has been partnering with public and private sector entities to disseminate information and images of missing children to improve the investigations. Mr. Smith says the registrar will continue to circulate its Ananda Alert search and rescue protocols for missing children that have been developed to improve the child search and rescue system.
Once a child is located, then we do a follow-up in counseling and social intervention from the Child Development Agency. If we do have issues with the Ministry of Education, specific schools not wanting to take back that child because the child would have been out for a period of time, we do work together to see how we can get back that child to continue their education.
Love the children, that's the key.
Head of the Corporate Communication Unit of the JCF, Inspector of Police Delia Garrick, says the recent introduction of the Stay Alert application is a useful tool in the recovery of missing persons, especially children. According to Inspector Garrick, members of the public can share confidential information about a missing child or any other matter using a feature of the app, the iReport.
So for example, you have information on a missing child, but you don't want to get involved at the level of going to a police station to make that personal report or calling. You can use your phone, you can take a photograph and just send it on the Stay Alert, and that will go in through the iReport.
Also, individuals can call toll-free 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-770-8328 to make a report or give information regarding a missing child. This Labor Day and International Day for Missing Children, Monday, May 25, let's keep a prayer in our hearts for our missing children. And let's play our part and protect our children, protect our future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.